from the industry. Disney's Q2 gains, Warner Bros. Q1. Here's the breakdown plus the change from last year. $11.70 bin entertainment revenue. Disney Plus, Hulu Plus linear up arrow 10%, $1.34 bin entertainment operating profit up arrow 6%, $4.70 bin streaming revenue up arrow 16%, $582 million streaming profit. Not including sports up arrow 88% price hikes, $1.72 bin gain content sales slash licensing and other e.g. theatrical plus TV licensing up arrow 8%. Just a note, Disney is no longer breaking out their linear revenue, profit, or subscribers for Disney Plus and Hulu, and studio profit slash loss, so it's hard to see exactly what the growth trends are. Disney released its Q2 2026 results. This was CEO Josh D'Amaro's first quarter as CEO and a very successful one. They're looking to use AI in all facets of the company, yet no word on exact plans after their deal with Sora got cancelled after the AI video generation app shut down. Warner Bros. Here are the top-line Q1 numbers and the change from last year. $2.92 bin net loss Q1 asterisk including $2.80 bin fee to Netflix for breakup. Repaid if the P-Sky acquisition closes up arrow from $494 million net loss $8.89 bin revenue down arrow 1% $2.20 bin EBITDA up arrow 5% $3.13 bin studio income up arrow 35% $775 million profit up 156% up arrow 21% theatrical revenue 140M subs up arrow 8.4M since last quarter projections for 2026 150M subs $2.90 bin streaming revenue up arrow 9% $438 million PR. Offit streaming vs. Disney's $582 million up arrow 29% $4.38 bin linear division revenue down arrow 8% overall down arrow 9% profit $1.63 bin bottom line is that WBD faced massive losses that will be repaid. But the studios unite their gallery of Oscar wins and nominations, leading them into massive studio profit. Discovery Q1 2026 results tell a grand story about where the company is at. Numbers are down all across the board, with the exception of streaming revenue. Linear is still shrinking, but there is massive streaming revenue, so P-Sky WBD will now own a metric ton of declining linear assets. Maybe those will get spun off separately at a later date. As for Paramount Plus and HBO, both are doing well, so no word on if those will get smashed together due to operational efficiencies.